If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Okay, so David Spade, the internationally known actor and comedian and podcaster, was able to give us a few minutes of his time just a couple of days ago, and he's got an event coming up in Chicago. And as we started the conversation, I said, where do I begin, David? What are you best known for? So what should I say? Yeah. You know David Spade for, fill in that blank, go.
Wow. It's top five are probably Grown Ups, Emperor's New Groove, and then Joe Dirt, of course, Tommy Boy, and maybe SNL. It's a little all over the place, yeah.
And I asked my engineer here, he says Rules of Engagement. Oh, my God. And then he...
Oh, Rules of Engagement. That's on reruns. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're familiar with that show, right?
I am, yeah. Are you?
I wonder if...
Yeah,
after...
that was a...
And after...
100 episodes.
Oh, that's what I heard. And then after people have a conversation with you, do they want to turn and go, bye-bye?
Oh, yeah. I get a lot of bye-byes. There are definitely throwaway jokes from movies and SNL that stuck around, so I do like that. I feel like at SNL, if you can walk out of there and have someone repeat something you said, because the older days back then, we used to sort of shove it down your gullet. Like, there was, like, you know, church lady and all these things. They just had a lot of catchphrases, and they don't really do that as much anymore, but it's definitely was fun to be a part of that era.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think the guess would be, from my perspective, that the likes of you would be tired of it. You don't want to hear people go, Satan, and yet you're okay with that, right?
Right. I mean, bye-bye is one I get on every flight since we did the sketch. Yeah. And American Airlines, they said, they showed in their training, they said, this is what people think we are. We're not allowed to say bye-bye anymore. We have to say thank you or whatever. So I kind of ruined it for them. And then just think, you know, when you meet people you don't know and you go, and you are. That was another sketch we did. And it's just like a condescending thing to say to famous people.
You've obviously stayed relevant all along. The Fly on the Wall podcast with Dana Carvey is one of the top-rated podcasts. Before we talk about Farm to Veterans, tell me about Fly on the Wall. What are you and Dana doing?
Well, Fly on the Wall is a blast. Dana and I would have dinner and hang out, and we live near each other, and we were thinking about a podcast, and then years ago, and then they said, oh, you should probably have a theme. And I'm like, we always wind up mentioning SNL at some point. Or Kevin Nealon would come to dinner, or John Lovitz, or Dennis Miller. We thought, let's start with that as like a jumping off point, and then we can bring in other people. And so we've had music acts there, writers, performers, and hosts, and we sort of do anybody now. Like, we just kind of, whoever we think is interesting. We were on like 200, 250 episodes, so we're kind of branching out. But it's a lot of fun to do. It's kind of hard to try to be funny for an hour every couple of days, but keeps us sharp.
And are you guys video as well now, too?
We are. A lot of things I see are only my friends on podcasts on Instagram. So if I don't see it there, I'm not really digging for it. So that's how I'm aware of a lot of them. So I said, we got to get video going. Just it's fun to see the bits play out or whatever we're doing. See the guest in person.
I wonder, though, if the challenge without the video component would be sort of a refreshing, like, hey, we'll just talk and be spontaneous. It's not like you're playing to the camera too much anyway, I presume, but it's just interesting to me that as a guy who's worked in an audio platform his whole career, that the people like you have found that to be a refuge as well, that you can be funny just sitting there talking without a set and a script and props and video.
Yeah, the podcast kind of blew up from just us talking on audio. So even impressions and stuff, it all seemed to play. We're not doing bits the whole time, but we do talk about different things, and it can be mundane and it can be funny. And it's hard to keep the pedal to the metal like Robin Williams for an hour, but we just try to keep it amusing. And then it turned into something people like. So it's audio if you want, and it's video if you want.
You and I got to talk about Farm to Veteran. Tell me about that.
Yeah, Farm to Veteran is a big gala I'm doing. My precious, hilarious stand-up at, and it's at the, I don't know if you know this place, Field Museum.
Yeah, it's a museum out in the field here in Chicago. You're going to love it.
Okay, perfect outdoor event. That's the 20th of September, and you can buy tickets at farmtoveteran.com. But, you know, it's an organization that feeds veterans in need across the country. They donate 100% of their meat, eggs, produce. They've helped over 500,000, and they're at it. So all the proceeds from the event go to that. You can donate or get a table or whatever, you know, that farm2veteran.com. So I'm excited to do my act, and then people come watch, and then it's for something good. So I like the whole combo.
Yeah, no kidding. And I guess we don't think about that, but the men and women who serve come back here to this country, and sometimes they live in food deserts, and literally the basics you're talking about aren't readily available to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something you forget about every day, and everyone's busy, but you know, we got to remember the people that got us here, and they're going over there and serving. And sometimes I feel like this is just one organization out of many that tries to help out.
Farm 2 Veteran, the number 2, Farm 2 Veteran headquarters is
yes,
in Manhattan, Illinois. That's interesting. That's not too far from kind of where I went to school. One last question. How did you get hooked up with this organization?
Well, they found me. And sometimes these things sync up because, you know, before I would do a show with them, you just want to make sure they're doing something right. And this was the kind of thing that kind of aligned with you know, all these charities are pretty much out there to help and do something good. So this one, I thought, oh, the veterans are a little overlooked, and this is great. If it can help and I can help a little bit, I think it's a good match. And then Chicago is a great reason.
At the Field Museum, the evening will feature cocktails and dinner and an exclusive performance by David Spade. And if you want to get if you want to get tickets, visit farm2veteran.com. And they're even looking for sponsorships as well if you want to donate on a larger level. All right, David, have a great time. You're going to love that venue. It's a great room if you haven't done or been there before. And thank you for doing what you're doing for the veterans.
Well, thank you for having me on and getting the word out. And I appreciate chatting with you.
Yeah, take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You knew he had to say that. Actually, I don't even think he was trying to say that, but he did.